إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون, after finishing by the grace of Allah and His mercy the month of Ramadan and completing that great fast and establishing the fourth great and mighty pillar of Islam, the seasons of goodness continue and the opportunities for great mercy, favor and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains. And in entering into the month of Shawwal, we have entered into the months of Al-Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat, that the pilgrimage, Al-Hajj, it is well-known months, and it has been reported authentically from Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that he said, hiya shawwal wa dhul-qa'da wa ashrun min dhil-hijjah, that the months of Al-Hajj, they are shawwal, and that is the month that we are in now, and likewise next month, which is Dhul Qa'dah, and then the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These are the days of Al-Hajj. So therefore the believers now, they are making preparation, and they are getting ready to strive to establish and to perform the fifth great and mighty pillar of Islam, the pillar of Al-Hajj, Hajj, Baytullah Al-Haram, to make the pilgrimage to the sacred house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book the great obligation upon mankind to make this pilgrimage. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلَ, that making the pilgrimage to the house of Allah is an obligation and a right and a duty upon mankind for the sake of Allah alone. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ, meaning it's an obligation to be performed and a duty that must be for the sake of Allah, seeking His reward and His pleasure alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلَ, for those who have the ability physically and financially, it's a duty and obligation upon mankind. They must perform this pilgrimage for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has encouraged this right in a number of narrations, and He has mentioned great benefits and great rewards for those who perform the Hajj properly, sincerely for the sake of Allah, according to the laws and the legal limits and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He mentioned in a hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه, that whoever makes the Hajj sincerely for the sake of Allah and he did not commit any rafith, meaning he did not have sexual relations while in the state of the sacred ihram, and nor did he violate any of the other mahdurat and affairs that are prohibited to be performed while one is in that sacred state. He did not violate any of those. Wadam yafsuk. And likewise, he did not commit any actions of disobedience. He was free from sin and falling into transgression and violating the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that journey. Raja'aka yawma waladatu ummu. He will return home as the day that his mother gave birth to him, meaning pure and free from all sin. Meaning pure and free from all sin. Such a great reward for those who strive to fulfill this great pillar and to establish this great pilgrimage, seeking the pleasure of Allah, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of the prophets before, beginning with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, sunnatul anbiya, hajju baytillahi al-haram, the sunnah and the way of the previous prophets and messengers likewise, to make the pilgrimage to the sacred house of Allah azza wa jal in Mecca. The one who performs it properly, and he did not violate those sacred rites, he did not violate the mahdurat, he did not act in a foul manner, he did not dispute and argue with the people, he did not quarrel unjustly, he did not perpetrate any sins and commit any actions of disobedience while on that journey until he returned. Raja'aka yawma waladatu ummu. He will return as the day that his mother gave birth to him. Meaning he will return with a soul that is pure and with a heart that is clean. He will be free from sin and from blame, and he will have a new life and opportunity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare for the true home, the home of the hereafter. Allah, he mentioned with regards to Hajj, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى, that you must take your provision, meaning you must take your financial provision of means of livelihood and the likes. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. But the greatest provision is piety and fear of Allah. The one, he will take his provision. He will take the means that he needs to go to Hajj and to perform the Hajj properly upon the finances that are halal, upon the finances that are good and wholesome, upon the finances that are good and lawful. And then he will do that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and return, and he will have the greatest of rewards. He will have the greatest of rewards, that his sins will be forgiven, that his sins will be forgiven by the grace of Allah and His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great opportunity to seek the reward of Allah azza wa jalla and His mercy. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, as well collected by Bukhari and Muslim, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-umratu ila al-umrah kaffaratu lima baynahuma, that making one umrah to the next is a means of expiating the sins that had fallen between the two of them. Al-umratu ila al-umrah, one umrah to the next, meaning to make umrah on a journey and then to come home and then to return on a new journey to make umrah again. This will be a means to expiate the sins that had fallen between the two of them. And this is likewise a great opportunity and a great encouragement from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those who are not financially able or physically able to make hajj, but they are able to make the umrah, that they should strive to perform the rites of umrah likewise. And this is a great opportunity as well to expiate the sins and to seek the pleasure and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. And الْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ, the righteous hajj, the hajj that is accepted and performed properly and correctly and a manner pleasing to Allah, and that he accepts subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has no reward other than al-jannah. It has no reward and no recompense other than the paradise. Such a great opportunity. And these days, they are coming. The days of Hajj have entered now. And soon, the believers, they will be establishing those rights. Those who have the ability, physically and financially, it's an obligation upon them to advance upon that. And it's not allowed for them to delay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَعَجَّلُوا الْحَجْ يَعْنِي الْفَرِيضَةِ فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَعْرِضُ لَهُ, that you must hasten to make the Hajj, meaning the obligatory Hajj, because one of you does not know what will happen to him. Maybe a person, he is financially able this year, or is physically able this year, and next year he becomes sick, or next year he takes a loss in his finances, or next year something happens and he's not able to. Therefore, he will be held accountable because he had the opportunity and he did not advance upon that. So those who have not made Hajj, the obligation of Hajj once in a lifetime, establishing their religion, and they are able to, it's upon them to prepare for that, and to perform that, and to strive life to establish that, and the completion of their religion for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who performs the Hajj and he performs it properly, he has a great mercy and forgiveness, and he has a great, great opportunity to have status and rank and goodness in this life and likewise in the hereafter. So therefore strive, O believers, to establish this pillar, to be from those who are standing this year on the day of Arafah with the pilgrims, whenever Allah is boasting and bragging about His slaves, those who have left their homes and they have come dirty and dusty and tired and disheveled, and they want nothing except for the Jannah of Allah, and they hope for nothing except for the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah. The one who is able to, I encourage him to strive, to make preparations now, and to prepare to go on this great journey, to make the pilgrimage to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, those who have already made Hajj before and they have fulfilled that great rite, strive as well, if you are able to go again and again, to benefit and to be from those great believers who stand and make those great rites, establishing that pillar, the pillar of Al-Hajj. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the Hajj that is accepted, the Hajj that is good, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described it as being al-Hajj al-Mabrur, the righteous Hajj, the one that is righteous and upright, and the one that is performed purely and solely for the sake of Allah alone, hoping for His reward, hoping for His mercy, hoping for His acceptance, not showing off whatsoever. It has been narrated in Sunan Ibn Majah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would enter into the sacred rites of Hajj, he would say, Allahumma hajjatun la ri'a fiha wa la sum'a. Oh Allah, this is a Hajj, this is a pilgrimage that I perform for You alone, not showing off and not wanting to be heard. La ri'a fiha wa la sum'a. No showing off and not wanting to be heard, meaning the Hajj, it must be solely for the sake of Allah. A person, he must attach his heart with love and trust and reliance and hope and desire of that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward from Allah, and likewise fearing Him tabaraka wa ta'ala, and doing it for the sake of Allah, and remembering Him in that right, and performing it properly, striving to the best of one's ability to abide by the laws and the legal ways and the limits of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, He mentioned in His book, and those verses that have preceded, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that it's an obligation for the sake of Allah, وَلِلَّهِ, indicating that it must be pure, that one, he must be sincere, he must come with a heart that is clean, he does not want anything from the worldly life, he's not doing anything for the sake of praise from the people, or status or rank with the people, rather he's doing it for the sake of Allah. Likewise, in the same narration that has preceded, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ حَجَّ لِلَّهِ, that whoever makes the Hajj for the sake of Allah. So this is the greatest condition for the acceptance of this Hajj, and for it to be considered mabrur, and before it to be from the Hajj that has no recompense and no reward except for Jannah, that it must be sincerely for the sake of Allah. So many believers in these days, they have been tried by ignorance and by desires and by whims and by negligence of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the sacredness of these days, and the sacredness of these lands and these places, and the sacredness of the manasik and the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, until you will find one of them in the most holy of lands and the most holy of days, taking a picture of himself everywhere he goes, trying to show off in order to show the people, look at me, here I'm now in Arafah, now I'm in front of the house of Allah. Even some of them have been so lowly that they will pretend to make dua, not even sincere in the least, to raise his hands, to give a friend the camera, and then he'll raise his hands pretending to make dua, and then he'll take a picture and he'll put his hands down. Some of them will even, they will go and they will sit down and pretend that they're in tashahud and give his friend the camera, and they'll take a picture of him, or pretending that he's crying, and the tears will come to him whenever the camera's in his face, and then after that they will go away, and he will move on to the next rite, and he'll move on to the next place, and he'll make the tawaf, and he'll start over again whenever he's making sa'i, and then whenever he's in Muzdalifah they'll do the same thing, and the likes like this. This is all failure, waliyadu billah. This is all failure, waliyadu billah, that a person, he would pretend to worship Allah to take a picture and to show the people, look at me, waliyadu billah. Where is the statement of Allah, walillahi ala nas, hajjul bayti? Where is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min hajjulillah, whoever makes the hajj for Allah. This is from the rights of Islam. This is the deen of Allah, not the deen of the people. A person, he will not look for the faces of the people to turn to him, but he will hope he will be able to see the face of Allah in al-Jannah. He will worship Allah truthfully and sincerely. And likewise, from the great obligations for that hajj to be considered mabrur is that a person, he will follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will learn these rites. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, khudu anni manasikakum, take your sacred rites of hajj from me. The revelation was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who has clarified to mankind how to perform those rites. So therefore, to perform it properly. And this is from the completion and the perfection of the statement, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Allah yu'bad Allahu illa bima shara'ahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah, he will not be worshipped in any other manner except in that which is displayed by the permission of Allah in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, a believer, he will strive in this manner. But likewise, before the hajj will be considered mabrur, also he must avoid arguing and disputing and quarreling unjustly and raising his voice and being rude and being harsh. He must observe his companions that are along with him in the journey specifically. Allah, he says, al-hajju ashhurun ma'rumat, faman farada fihinna al-hajj fala rafatha wala fusuqa wala jidala fil hajj, that one, he must not argue and he must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise he must not violate those great rites that are known as al-mahlurat, those things that are prohibited from the person who has entered into the sacred rites of al-hajj or al-umrah. He must avoid them entirely and not violate them intentionally. And not violate them intentionally. All of this before the hajj will be considered mabrur and accepted and have the reward of paradise. But likewise, along with that, may Allah bless you and increase you all in good. One, he must also have wealth that is halal. The wealth, it must be halal. The money that he makes hajj with, from the time that he leaves until the time that he returns, it must be from the wholesome provision, from that which is lawful, from that which is good, that's free from suht, free from filth, free from disobedience, free from doubtful money. Likewise, money that is clearly good and halal, that he will present this money on his hajj. And he'll perform hajj with the money that is good, that he earned for the sake of Allah, according to the limits of Allah, out of fear of Allah. This is the good money. This is the halal money. This is the wholesome money that is beneficial for a person and his family, and beneficial for him whenever he's making hajj specifically. So these affairs, they must be observed. A believer, he must remember these issues here specifically, that he must be sincere and avoid showing off, especially with the cameras and the likes like this while making hajj, and in every action of worship as well. And also, he must hope for the reward and fear the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He must avoid sins. He must stay away from acts of disobedience, especially the major sins. And likewise, he must avoid having lowly conduct and manners and using his tongue in a manner that's not pleasing to Allah, and slipping and being harsh and rude to the people, especially the family members and those accompanying him on the journey from the time he leaves until the time he returns. And likewise, he must make sure that his money is good, that his money is halal, that his money is lawful and wholesome. In this manner, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, he will have the journey of a lifetime. He will have the journey of a lifetime, and he will return pure, and he will return good, and he will have a better life, and he'll be more upright and steadfast and firm, and on a better path and better way whenever he returns. The one who makes the hajj in this manner, may Allah give the believer success. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an nar. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.